It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Dr. Michael Champy, D.D. Richardson in the house. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How are you?
All good.
It's always nice to see you, Doc. I don't know if you heard last night, but Vice President Kamala Harris went on Fox News with Bret Baier. And, I'm going to say some things, but, you know, I'm going to let her speak for herself.
Yeah. Madam Vice President, thank you for the time.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Brett.
You know, voters tell pollsters all over the country and here in Pennsylvania that immigration is one of the key issues that they're looking at this election, and specifically the influx of illegal immigrants from more than 150 countries. How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people want to rightly have. And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but
right
do you
now,
just a number. Is, do you but, think it's but, 1 million, 3 million?
Brett, let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is that we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions.
I'm not finished. We have
it's a rough estimate of 6 million people have been released into the country. And let me just finish. I'll get to the question, I promise you.
I was beginning to answer.
And when you came into office, your administration immediately reversed a number of Trump border policies. Most significantly, the policy that required illegal immigrants to be detained through deportation, either in the U.S. or in Mexico. And you switched that policy. They were released from custody awaiting trial. So instead, included in those were a large number of single men, adult men, who went on to commit heinous crimes. So looking back, do you regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico at the beginning of your administration?
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath.
All right, she's going to lie here now, because what she's going to tell you is that they proposed an immigration reform bill. But I have read the bill. It was a earned citizenship pathway for illegals. It had nothing to do with closing the border. It had nothing to do with adding more Border Patrol agents. It had nothing to do to add more judges to process people. It did not keep people in Mexico until we were able to process them. She's about to lie to you. I hope you don't fall for it. But you can look up this proposal right on the WhiteHouse.gov website, as I did, and learn the truth, despite what she's about to say.
The first bill that we offered Congress before we worked on infrastructure, before the Inflation Reduction Act, before the CHIPS and Science Act, before the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially a pathway to citizenship
for
the
She does not want him to tell the truth. She's all into fact-checking when it's her gal pals like David Muir and that gal that sat with him or whoever else it was with Joe Biden. She does not want truth laid on her because she's trying to get you to believe something that's patently untrue.
Yes, ma'am.
May I finish responding, please? You have to let me finish,
you
please.
Had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they
the
didn't bring up that bill.
I'm in the middle of responding to the point you're raising,
okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
But the point that he raised was that you let, well, the real calculation is not 5 or 6 million. The real calculation is 11 million, 9 million of which crossed and we encountered, and 2 million crossed through surveillance we know they crossed we did not encounter. The bill she's talking about that they proposed within hours was to give a path to earned citizenship to people who had come here illegally. Why did they do that? Because they wanted them to be citizens by the time this election came around so they could vote.
Let me tell you what $5 means to my...
All right, unfortunately, there are commercials in this thing. So that was Donald Trump asking for money. Doc, did you watch this interview?
No, but I watched some highlights on X. And yeah, it was a slow-moving train wreck for her. And
she has no business, and I do mean no business, being anywhere near the White House. So there are four commercials in this interview, not our commercials, their commercials. We got to suffer through them.
Yeah.
We recognized from day one that, to the point of this being your first question, it is a priority for us as a nation and for the American people. And our focus has been on fixing a problem. And from day one, then, we have done a number of things, including to address our asylum system and put more resources, getting more judges, what we needed to do to tighten up penalties and increase penalties for illegal crossings, what we needed to do to deal with.
Let's stop right there. She said we put in and we tightened up illegal crossings. 11 million people, according to the Border and Customs Patrol Agency, they're on the ground, not in Washington, lying to the American public. They're on the ground. I mean, it's as though she has no recollection of what happened over the last 3 years, 8 months, and now 27 days. It's just bizarre.
Points of entry between border entry points. That's the work we did, and we worked on supporting what was a bipartisan effort, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress.
She keeps saying these things. Folks, she's lying to you. That bipartisan bill, which was shot down earlier this year in the spring, of which she will once again several times blame Donald Trump for, was actually shot down by the Freedom Caucus of the United States House of Representatives. They did not want it. It had nothing to do with Trump. It's just a talking point. That bill allowed anywhere between 1.8 million and 3 million more people per year to come across the border illegally. What it did do was put more people in place, especially more judicial people in place, so they could process people. It did nothing, and I do mean nothing, and you don't need to take my word for it. Go study the dadgum thing yourselves, a piece of crap that I wouldn't wipe my backside with. It did nothing to secure the border. What it did was allow more resources to process people who have come across illegally. That is not the problem. The problem is people are coming across the border illegally. Processing them once they're here is not the problem. They should not be here.
To actually strengthen the border. That border bill would have put 1,500 more border agents at the border, which is why I believe the Border Patrol agents supported the bill. It would have allowed us to stem the flow of fentanyl coming into the United States, which is a scourge affecting people of every background, every geographic location in our country, killing people. It would have allowed us to put more resources into prosecuting transnational criminal organizations, which I have done.
Yes, ma'am.
As the Attorney General, former Attorney General of a border state.
Madam Vice President, a couple of things.
Prosecuted trafficking of drugs, guns, and human beings. And
six
Donald
Democrats,
Trump, but let me just finish.
Six
and
Democrats
Donald
voted
Trump
against that bill.
Learned about that bill and told them to kill it because.
All right, that's just not true. And what Brett's saying here is, yes, there was some bipartisan support, but there was also bipartisan opposition. But more importantly, the Freedom Caucus of the United States House of Representatives said that that bill was dead on arrival, had nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's a talking point because that's all this gal's got.
He preferred to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. And in this election.
Again, Donald Trump had about 3 million people cumulatively in 4 years come across the border illegally. She had 11 million. Who the hell is the problem in this situation?
This is rightly a discussion that the American people want to have. And what they want are solutions, and they want a president of the United States who's not playing political games with the issue.
I hear you.
But actually is focused on fixing
Six
it.
Six Democrats voted against that bill. It would have allowed 1.8 million illegal immigrants into the country a year. A lot of conservatives had a problem with it. These are the six Democrats. But more importantly, back to the original premise, Jocelyn Nungeri, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, they are young women who were brutally assaulted and killed by some of the men who were released at the beginning of the administration, well before a negotiated bipartisan bill. Former President Clinton actually referred to Lakin Riley Sunday, campaigning for you in Georgia, saying if those men had been properly vetted, Lakin Riley probably would not have been killed. So if it wouldn't have happened, this is well before any negotiation. This is well before Donald Trump got involved in the politics. This is a specific policy decision by your administration to release these men into the country. So what I'm saying to you,
do you owe those families an apology? Let me just say, first of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that. There is no question about that. And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced for a loss that should not have occurred. So that is true. It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be
Whoa. Slow down, girlfriend. I mean, again, this is why I can't stand her. She's such a liar. Those women were killed prior to all of this happening. And a number of the border provisions in this bill she keeps referring to, which was nothing but a legal pathway for illegals to come in the country. It's all it was. Many of those provisions don't even take place until 2029. Of course, you'd have to read the bill instead of listening to dummy here. And she is dumb. I used to think she was smart. She is dumb. She can't say anything without lying or whining. Do you hear that damn voice of hers? How will Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un and the head of Iran and Premier Xi, how will all these people react to, oh my God, you're so well, oh, it's so awful. Jesus, criminy, can't you Democrats do better?
Months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur. And
but he asked you about those three women, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, and Jocelyn Nungary. That's who he asked you about. And they all died because you undid Donald Trump's border policies. And you put in an earned pathway to citizenship, which, as Brett properly noted, was never, not once, taken up by the Congress, even though you had a Democratic Congress.
This election in 20 days will determine whether we have a president of the United States who actually cares more about fixing a problem, even if it is not to their political advantage in an election.
Then why didn't you fix it? Why were all of your proposals to give citizenship to illegals and allow more to come in the country? I already listened to this morning. I didn't watch it last night. We went and watched Don Campbell play some music. It was wonderful. We met a nice person from Haiti and had a really wonderful night. I listened to this morning about 4 o'clock. Made me want to vomit that this woman, she could potentially win. I think after this, she's done. Because this isn't even the bad part. This isn't even the bad part, Doc.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't have to listen to it as long as they planned on having you listen to it.
Whatever I listened to made me dumber. Thank God I have some IQ to spare.
Well, you know what happened, right? That was supposed to be an hour-long interview. And Kamala Harris's staffers threw in the towel after about 20 minutes or
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. They said, stop. No mas.
Yeah, in fact.
I'm afraid she knows well.
In fact, they had to fill up some time, and Baird was talking with some of the contributors, and he's like, yeah, they had four staffers jumping around, like waving their arms, saying, cut it, cut the feed. They realized properly that this was a huge mistake on... It was an unforced error on the part of the Harris campaign, and I really wonder if the person that set this up, I wonder if they have a job today.
Well, she should have done this. This was the first time she went anywhere where they challenged her. Bill Whitaker did a little bit on 60 Minutes, but as you know, they're now under investigation from totally changing her answers from the original answers that were out there, and I have both. So she needed to go here. She needed to go here and demonstrate that she understood the issues and that she was capable of proposing ideas. She talked a lot about Donald Trump here. It ain't nothing compared to what she did. She spent the whole time talking about Donald Trump being incapable and told us that he asked her the question that needed to be asked.
Right.
When did you know Joe Biden was incapable? And she's like, he's so capable, runs circles around people and goes on and on about Donald Trump. She can't answer anything. I actually, just so we're here at 6:21 on the 17th of October, 2024, I have said in the past that I believe that this woman is smart because I've seen her in committee, but that she is a person who lacks self-confidence, so the big moment overwhelms her. I no longer believe she's smart. This was the dumbest performance of a major party presidential candidate since Michael Dukakis was in a tank.
Right. And that's saying a lot because you look at Joe Biden's debate with Donald Trump.
He was a champ compared to her.
Right. It, And I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, but there's a viral video going around Twitter or X that it has footage of Ethel Kennedy's funeral with Obama and Biden and Clinton standing there, and they have some people that are overdubbed it. It's hilarious.
Well,
you can't play it on. You can't play it.
No, you can't. Because
there's expletives, but it is an absolute riot. Talking
it looked
about,
like Obama was scolding Biden when they were talking. That's what it looked like.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Clinton was checking out the women in the crowd.
Well, of course he was.
But
I was there at the inauguration, and let me tell you something. When Ivanka and Melania walked down, David Jones was there. My brother Jim was there. John Decker, who was at the time with Fox News. And we watched Bill Clinton check out their backsides, and then we watched, I have it on video, watched Hillary get on him.
Oh, I remember, I've seen the video, and it's a riot, and you got to figure that Donald Trump and Bill Clinton are the same age, and Bill Clinton's probably thinking, geez, what did I do wrong? Trump's got Melania, and I've got Hillary.
Well, bottom line is, Donald Trump, and his doctors have said it, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, didn't do drugs.
Yeah.
And yes, he's 78, but he's the most vigorous 78-year-old I know.
I mean, I think most of us would have trouble keeping up with him.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the things the staff was saying, is that what you don't understand is this guy rarely sleeps.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. Prior to COVID, I rarely slept. I do take naps now, which I never did before, never even when I was a baby, because I don't want to be left out of anything. I always love being involved. But yeah, this guy's great, and you know it. I think that there's a lot to this. There was a discussion yesterday here on the air about legalizing drugs and blah 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 blah. Bottom line is, Trump doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and doesn't do drugs. Never did it because he learned the hard way from his brother Fred, who he dearly loved but died from all of that ingestion that he took in. And Trump has never done it, and so here he is at 78, looking like he's 65 or younger.
Right, And the contrast is so stark on so many levels between Harris and Trump, because again, there was a Venn diagram of Trump and Harris, and
she loves Venn diagrams.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard that.
She does. And there was one Venn diagram, and it had Kamala Harris in one circle and accomplishments in another circle, and guess what? There was no overlap. But yeah, it's like what does President Trump dodge? Bullets. What does Harris dodge? Interviews.
Yeah. Marty says, read Heather Cox Richardson's letter today for a completely opposite take, and I'm fed up with both of you spinning. Marty, I mean, did you just listen? I'm not spinning. Heather Cox Richardson, I told you a long time ago, is not a historian in the academic sense. She's a popular historian. She's a partisan. She is trying to drive a narrative. I've never lied and said I was anything other than an activist and a partisan. Heather Cox Richardson lies every day calling herself a historian. She is not a historian. She is an activist masquerading as a historian, so people like you will follow her. You just heard Harris. Harris lied repeatedly. I can prove it. If you haven't done the homework, bro, not my fault.
ABC Maine, member driven and member strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice